episode 798, Sometimes You Gotta Jump.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, and welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited that you are here. You know what? It is the weekend. Maybe you're coming off of an amazing celebration for St. Patrick's Day. Wearing a lot of green, maybe you over-celebrated, maybe you're getting up a little later, wherever you are on the spectrum, I hope today is going to be an amazing day for you, because sometimes you gotta jump. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, first off, I have to start by saying I'm so sorry. I'm a little congested, so if I sound a little weird, like I'm literally stuffy in the head, oh, I am. My eyes are watering, my nose is running. I promise not to share my cold with you. I guess that's the benefit of you get to hear me and you don't have to hug me directly. So, you know, these hugs across the airways are wonderful because I don't pass the germs along. But sometimes you just gotta jump, right? So even though I may be a little under the weather, as in for my wellness, it's okay. Sometimes those things just happen, but it's not going to get me down. I wanted to spend a few moments with you and just kind of give you some tidbits, some tips, because I think in life, especially as we begin to get older, we kind of stop our dreams. We do. We put the brakes on because we overthink. When we are children, it's like we're little daredevils. We'll try anything. Now, you know, if you're a gymnast and you're little, you're closer to the floor, so you're less likely to hurt yourself. As we get bigger and we want to do those, you know, tricks, well, it's longer to fall, isn't it? Well, that is what happens when we overthink things. And so as an adult, I'm wanting you to think about today, sometimes you got to jump when you don't know all the answers. You just got to jump. Are you sitting here today going, I've got some major decisions happening, and I really don't know where everything fits together? I got to make some changes. Maybe you're trying to fit the puzzle pieces together right at the start. But until you're willing to put yourself in action, you won't know where everything fits. You know, when the children were much younger and that was our homeschooling days, I can remember looking specifically for puzzles. And I would start them off with puzzles that were wooden. Number one, they lasted a lot longer. And if they ended up in their mouth, they weren't totally destroyed like those cardboard puzzles. And when I started them off on the wooden puzzles, it was like one piece could only fit one place. So you would have the little horse, and it would fit right on top of the color horse, and it all made sense. It just, that's the only place it can go. And you'd have like three different puzzles or puzzle pieces that would fit on this little, you know, wooden puzzle pieces. You probably have seen them. And it was easy, wasn't it? Oh my goodness, so simplistic. You knew there was a place for everything. But then you grew up. And as you began to grow up and mature, your life then becomes more of the size of a 1,500 puzzle piece. I can remember looking at those when I was a little girl. My family loved to do puzzles together, especially my grandparents on my dad's side. And we would go visit them, and grandma and grandpa would always have a puzzle. And, you know, she could leave them out because she didn't have any little children anymore. And we weren't going to be the ones to, you know, disrupt her puzzles. But she would ask and sit down with us and say, hey, you want to try and put some of these puzzle pieces together? And I can remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever. It's going to be a lifetime. I will never be able to fit all these puzzle pieces together. But then I got older. Yeah, hopefully wiser too. Years have passed. Almost 24 years of marriage come this August, 5 children later, and probably now about 25 or 26 homes I've lost count under my belt. You could say I graduated to the 5,000 piece puzzle, not just the 1,500. Oh, yeah. And then I look at it and I just scratch my head going, there's no way. How can I get through all of this? Because you know life happens. Life happens with you, doesn't it? Things are hard sometimes. You get up in the morning and you don't want to get up. Sometimes you actually hope that that next day isn't going to come because it would be easier if it didn't. You wouldn't be forced to make decisions. You wouldn't have to make those tough, you know, cutthroat, well, this is what we're going to do whether we like it or not. Yet there's also a lot of joy hidden in there. But it's unfortunate that a lot of times we only see the negative, what drags us down. But you can't get to where you're going without beginning. It all starts in the beginning. You must begin with one piece of the puzzle at a time. You got to jump, don't you? You do. You've got to be willing to take five pieces of the puzzle and focus on where they fit. And once those fall into place, you can add the next few. Now, you may choose to sit back at your card table and kind of lean back on that chair, rocking on those two legs and sitting there sipping your favorite drink. And all may seem awesome. And you may say, oh, it'll eventually get there. I'll see it. And when I see it, I'll know exactly where to place all the puzzles. You want everything to be perfect the first time. Well, that may look good from afar, sitting at that card table. But where is that getting you now? Seriously. Yeah, maybe I'm kind of harping on you a little bit. But we need to get our motors running. And that motor is your heart. Sometimes you got to jump. You got to be proactive today. You got to take aim one piece of the puzzle at a time. And it doesn't have to be perfect. As you try each piece, you'll be able to see what works. Expect to switch up some of the pieces too. Can you remember sitting there and maybe you were taught the whole idea that you do the outside border first because you've got all the straight edges? Well, guess what? Life isn't all about straight edges, is it? No, it's not. And sometimes even when we're looking for that perfect cut, oh, this has got to line up, it still doesn't. So are you willing to take aim today? Are you willing to jump a little bit higher, a little bit broader? Are you willing to take that tumble and maybe fall a couple times to figure out what really works for you? This can be in any area of your life. It could be in your business. It could be in your health. It could be in your marriage. There are so many women I talk to, and they're like, oh, I know eventually it'll get better. That's what they tell me. And I look at them in love and I just want to wrap my arms around their heart and I want to say, and where has this gotten you so far? Sometimes you got to jump. Sometimes you got to be bold. Sometimes you don't know what's on the other side, but if you don't jump, you'll never get to where you want to go. You'll never be able to see what? That magnificent puzzle. You know, that's what I loved about when we would go to the stores and grandma was like, you can pick whatever puzzle you want. I mean, that was like a dream come true. And of course, this was way before technology. Putting a puzzle together was even more fun than playing even a board game to me. It was figuring it all out, the intricate details. And she's like, pick whichever one you want. And I would stand there and I would look up high as my eyes could see, because I was still really short then too. And I would try to look at the pictures on the outside going, I like that one because of the sparkles, or I like that one because of nature. I like that one because of the ocean and the dolphins that I see on it. You see, those are our dreams. It's easy when we see the finished picture, the finished puzzle. But when we're in it, sometimes we don't know where that next piece fits. Sometimes you gotta jump. Are you willing today to jump, to take a chance, to take aim? Don't wait. Take aim today. And if you want some help, click on the link in the show notes. I'm here for you. It'll start our conversation. It's a 20-minute free phone call. We get to chat. You don't just get to hear me on the airways like this now. It's like real stuff, which is awesome, and it's directly related to your life. I'm here. This is how God wants me to serve. So if you want to take advantage of that, click on the link, take aim. That will start the conversation. You'll fill out this little form and it shoots me an email. It comes directly to me. No one else sees this. I promise you. Let's get you started on your journey. Let's begin to figure out where those puzzle pieces come together. Go out and live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.